Hey, Master. Today's your lucky day. Do you know why? I bet you do. Well, today I'm gonna be your little nigger cum bucket and tell you all about why I'm a dirty, fucking inferior human being to white men and why I love it so much. And I know by the end of this you're gonna be so hard for me, right? Okay, where do I start? I guess I first started realizing that I was a worthless, retarded beast when I started thinking more deeply about my history classes. So in school, we only learned about how amazing and strong the white race is and how they colonized all our lands and how they built our society from nothing. And it was amazing, but us ungrateful, lazy niggers contributed nothing but violence and maybe mud huts while they built empires. And you know, like, science has already proven that we don't have the mental capacity of white men. That's why most white men have hardworking and respectable jobs, while nigger men are all gangbanging AIDS carriers and us coon sluts who our bodies out. I mean, just look at me, yeah? The only work I can do as a stupid nigger whore is sex work. But I know that you love watching me fuck myself, and I know that this is where I belong. And I know that fact makes that beautiful cock so thick and big, so I can't complain, sir. I just don't think that we evolved in the ways humans should. Not at all like our white masters. They're the only ones with rational thought and self-control, so I can't question their judgments. It's something that I learn every day as a little black whore. I know they took us nigger women captive to be used as breeding whores, and it was the right things to do. How else would we learn our place, you know? So I serve them unconditionally as a nigger and a woman. A nigger woman especially have only one responsibility, which is to serve at the feet of white men and take whatever abuse they want to give us. Because we deserve it, yeah? Our inferior, ugly cunts were created to be destroyed by hard, huge white cocks. One after another, after another. We're just disgusting fucking rape dolls, don't you think? And I just want to make you come so hard for my nigger cunt that you can't think straight. I can't tell you how bad I want to see you pushing that cock deeper and deeper into my pussy until I start to scream. Then I want to watch as you pull it out and shove my head so deep onto it that I stop breathing. Because only humans need air, right, sir? Not little, lowly, subhuman apes like me. And when I'm finally out cold, I want you to invite your white friends over to do whatever you want with me. Does that please you, sir? Does the thought of my limp, naked, black body being used by you and your friends make that lovely white cock swell? Awake or asleep, I know my place. And that's at the command of stronger men like you. And you know what my ass looks like, right? Of course you do. Well, I like to think of it as the marker of my inferiority. Just because my whore ancestors used to be put on display, legs spread apart, ass in the air, just like that for their superior masters, while their masters just laughed at their, you know, huge nigger asses. They knew we were freaks of nature and they treated us like it. I bet those slave whores love getting their cunts torn open by their master's dicks. Are you getting harder to that thought? Coon women fulfilling their rightful roles as nasty clum sluts? Do you want to hear something funny? And sometimes I wonder if the reason I want to be raped and gangbanged by so many white men is because my ancestors had to go through it for so many years. I think their inferiority is in my DNA, so I'm gonna bend over for you, whenever you want, like a good little nigger slave, and pray that you lash me like one, okay? But sir, please don't let go of your cock. I want it as hard and thick as possible when you force it deep into my ass, okay? And when you're ready, I want you to decide which hole you're gonna fill with your seed. But first, I think I should probably tell you that my holes, as a filthy little monkey, have been sufficiently wrecked by so many white cocks. But it'll always be tight enough for you, Master. So where will you have me? Maybe in my burnt black ass? My hole is small enough so that the semen couldn't escape. But you like that thought, my ass filled to its peak with your cum? I know I do. I can't think of much better. Or perhaps you like something different. Maybe you've always had fantasies about breeding an ugly nigger's cunt. To shoot your semen all the way inside of me. Maybe impregnate me. I can only hope you pull out and let me have a little taste of that cock. A mixture of my cream and yours. Yum. Maybe you'd rather come all over my ugly ape face. I want you to. Show me what you think of me by coming all over my nigger face, please. Let me rub it into my shit skin and taste your cum with delight.